"In some parts of the world, Western music is popular," he replied. "We try to stay current." "Who chooses the playlist?" I asked. "Our analysts," he said, "in conjunction with our specialists." "Which countries?" I asked. "I don't want to go into that," he said. My tour of PSYOPs was a well-rehearsed whirlwind, the same tour that a visiting dignitary or a congressman would get. A PSYOPs soldier knows how to design a leaflet and burn a CD and operate a loudspeaker and take a photograph and snap into formation for the official tour. They showed me their radio studios and their TV studios and their archive library, with shelves full of videos labeled Guantanamo Bay and so on. I noticed a poster on a wall reminding the soldiers of PSYOPs official functions. Surrender appeals, crowd control, tactical deception, harassment, unconventional warfare, foreign internal defense. They showed me their leaflet printing presses and their canisters. These are dropped from planes and are designed to split open midair, and then tens of thousands of leaflets float down into enemy territory. The Americans have always been better than the Iraqis at the leaflets. Early on in the first Gulf War, Iraqi PSYOPs dropped a batch of their own leaflets on U.S. troops, designed to be psychologically devastating. They read, "Your wives are back at home having sex with Bart Simpson and Burt Reynolds." Then I was led into a PSYOPs conference room, where I was introduced to the specialists and the analysts. Some were in uniform. Others looked like friendly eggheads, bespectacled and in business suits. The specialists showed me some of their leaflets that had floated down from PSYOPs helicopters into Iraqi forces just a month or two earlier. One read, "Nobody benefits from the use of weapons of mass destruction. Any unit that chooses to use weapons of mass destruction will face swift and severe retribution by coalition forces." "This product," explained a specialist, "is making a clear link between their unfulfilled need and our desired behavior." "What do you mean?" I asked him. "Their unfulfilled need," he said, "was that they didn't want to face severe retribution, and our desired behavior was that we didn't want them to use weapons of mass destruction." I nodded. "Our most effective products are the ones which link an unfulfilled need on their part with a desired behavior on our part," he said. There was a silence. "And weapons of mass destruction were not used on American forces," the specialist added. "So this leaflet may very well have been effective." "Do you really..." I started. "Oh, nothing," I said.